Hello and welcome to another episode of Enter the Dark, and I'm talking to Adriana Chia today. Adriana is based in Barcelona. She is a world-renowned bartender and one of the co-creators in the Signature Mixers range. She worked really, really closely with Pippa Guy, and there was some real magic that sparked off there. I want to tell you about how creative she is, but I also want to tell you about the insight that she gave, which was really different from everybody else. She's an incredible talent and one to watch. So join with me and enter the dark. So I'm sat in my house in Leicestershire, talking to one of the most amazing bartender talents who was a collaborator, a co-collaborator on the Signature Mixers project. I'm talking to Adriana Chia. Hello, Adriana.
Hi, what a beautiful words you're saying about me.
You brought such joy and you brought such humor to the process. I mean, who would have thought all those years, 2 years ago now, when we were in that bar in London, that this would have turned into what it turned into?
It looks like it was yesterday.
Well, it feels like it was yesterday, but it also feels like it was a long time ago in terms of what we're allowed to do now. And look, you run a bar in Barcelona with your husband, mm-hmm. which is currently closed because of the current pandemic. But you're sat outside of Barcelona. Where are you? Where's your home? Where do you live?
So I live in San Andreu de Llavaneras. It's just 30 minutes driving from Barcelona. It's between the mountain and the sea. So that's the perfect reason to don't go to Barcelona. I'm in the perfect place to be now.
That's amazing. So if you look one way, you've got mountains. And if you look the other way,
yeah.
You can see the sea.
Actually, I live in the middle of the mountain. And from my garden, I can see the sea. That's beautiful. Every morning, listening to birds, it's amazing.
That's incredible. And look, Adriana, anyone that follows you on Instagram, anyone that sees your social media profile, you look really happy. You look like you are really loving life. Is that the case?
I am, of course, 100% or more.
That's brilliant. Well, look, we're going to talk through a whole load of stuff in this podcast. The thing that fires me up is I'm really interested in what makes people and what makes people make cocktails. And so as a creator of drinks, as a creator of space, bartenders have this ability not just to mix flavors, but to be able to lift the room like a DJ and to be able to bring it down again. And you DJ with flavor, and I absolutely love that.
That's a good one.
We're going to talk a little bit about, it's true though, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But look, tell me about yourself.
So actually I come from a very different industry in this world. I am a graphic designer. I've been studying to be a graphic designer almost for 6 years. And that's fine. I'm going to tell you a little story, because when I finished my career, I told to my mother that I didn't want to be in front of a computer for the rest of my life. And I told her that I wanted to be a bartender. You cannot imagine her face. She told me, why after 6 years you are going to be serving drinks behind the bar? You are an artist. And I told her, I'm going to be an artist behind the bar also. The people don't used to imagine that you need like creativity for whatever you do in life. It's like people think that if you are going to be working in a bar, it's like just to talk with a guest and that's all. But it's, as you say, we are DJs with drinks and all that. It's like you have to be very creative to create things like we have created the Coca-Cola Signature Mixer, for example.
Amazing. I can imagine that conversation.
No, it was pretty fun. And actually, it was like the most popular question that people made me during that time. Why are you changing the artistic world for this, for a bar? It was like, what are you talking about? And also because when I have an idea in my mind, it's like I go ahead, you know, anyone can stop me. And I don't care what are you saying. If you think that I'm not going to be a successful people if I'm working behind a bar, I'm going to do it anyway. So stop talking, please.
I love that. You are fierce. And what I love about that is, like, it's quite clear you're a designer. It's quite clear, not just from the way you combine flavors, which is astonishing, but the way you look, the way your bar looks on social media, the way that you present yourself. This is a brand, right? You have created this amazing way of being.
And actually, I didn't stop doing what I've learned during all that time studying graphic design, because I keep creating all the menus for Solange, all the Instagram posts and all that kind of things. I'm in charge of all these things.
Absolutely. And you do it beautifully. I'm really interested in how you got into this and why you got into this. And just indulge me here. What did your childhood, what did it taste like? What were the big flavors from your childhood?
Of course, one of the big flavors of my childhood was Coca-Cola. And that was pretty fun because when they asked me the first time why I create what I create when we were there in London, it was like, it was pretty easy because Coca-Cola was part of my childhood. So I just have to think what I like now and how it was, how was my childhood. And I mixed it and it was the result.
This is amazing. So you made a drink that is your childhood.
Yeah. And mixing in a bit with what I like now and who I am now.
That's incredible. And we often forget that flavor and taste is a time machine. It takes us back faster than literally anything else to a point in our past. And I remember in the workshop, in the co-creation workshop, I remember you and Pippa going out at lunch and playing with herbs and playing with flavors that you wouldn't have otherwise chosen, and then coming back and building them into your drink. And so there was this alchemy within the bottle, but there was this alchemy between you two as well that worked really, really well.
It was pretty good. We almost didn't need to talk with each other to know that it was going in a good way.
I love that.
We met each other a long time ago, and I think it was really nice to see her there.
Yeah, well, she's amazing. And the two of you working together was one of the highlights of the process for me. Look, I'm really interested in, and you touched on this a little bit already, but what drove you to work in hospitality? Were you interested in how people were feeling? Were you trying to make people feel differently? Or did you originally move into hospitality because you needed a job? And how did this start for you?
I think the goal for me was, I love to make people happy. So that was everything. And as you can see, I love to talk. I can't stop talking. So it was pretty fun. And I really love to learn. And hospitality is an industry, but it's a huge industry. You can never stop learning. And when I started working in a bar, I saw that I had like so many things to learn. And that was amazing because I'm still learning every day. And once I started working with Ferran Adrià and Albert Adrià, it was like a boom for me.
So tell me about that. How did you get into that opportunity? And what did they teach you?
I had a friend working there and she told me, hey, I have an opportunity to let you enter in the team of 41 Degrees. Do you want to? And it was, are you kidding? Of course I want to. I made an interview with them and I started working. And I was working there like for 3 years, and 41 Degrees was open. I was there working the last year they were open. And after that, they told me, we are opening a new 41 Degrees, but after we are opening, you can choose another restaurant to work with. So I said, can I work with all of them? And I stay like 4 months in each one to know a bit more about each one.
That's amazing. So, I mean, to give it some context, 41 Degrees was legendary. It was this kind of like leading bar that everybody wanted to work in. Everybody looked up to this as a leader in the sector.
Yeah.
And the pairings with restaurants, so you stayed central, but you ended up working with all of these other restaurants at the same time. That must have been quite an amazing time where you were able to kind of play with flavor, to create a service that made people happy and joyous. How much of that, Adriana, is an art and how much of that is a science?
Maybe 50-50. But I think that if I have to say restaurant in another word, maybe it could be art. And I think that all that we are making in cocktail bars, it's composed for chefs. So we are like liquid chefs, actually, you know?
What I love about what you've just said is if you had to use restaurant in another language, it would be art.
Mm-hmm.
And we often forget that. We will look at restaurant as a way of fueling rather than a way of feeling. And it is art on a plate. We can go overboard on this as well, but it's also art in a glass, isn't it? I mean, that's where we're headed. When you're mixing somebody a drink, how do you want them to feel when they've drank it? And if they don't know what they want, how do you help them decide, or do you decide for them?
People say that they don't used to know what they want to drink, but they actually know it. They really know what they want. And it's easy because if you make a few questions, you will have it. And a tip that I can say is be as simple as you can. If you start adding so many things, it will be a disaster.
I love that. You can do anything, but you can't do everything. I really, really like that. So you were working in 41 Degrees. Where did you go next? What did you do next?
Now it's time to be at home. And I have so many projects also because we also have a Bespoke Mixology Art, which is a consultancy for bars and hotels. And we are still working with this. All that we are doing now, it's online. But before the lockdown, we were working with so many brands and doing so many things. We started working with the Football Club Barcelona also, making the official cocktails for them.
Yeah.
The project now it's on the air because no one knows what will happen. But I think that my next project and the most important one, it's the baby that it's coming. So maybe I will take a few months to stay calm and then we will see.
I love that because it was funny when you came to this, we're going to talk about the signature mixes in a minute and how you created this flavor. But when you came to that workshop, you were pregnant, but you didn't know you were pregnant with your first baby.
The thing is that I was feeling like super, super tired and I was feeling like super strange, but I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought that maybe it was sick, but no, I was sick of love.
But you know what? It didn't show, okay? So your fatigue, your tiredness didn't show. You were a ball of energy and I absolutely loved what you brought into that bar. The smell of that bar stays with me today. We created this incredible space and herbally, it was very dense and thick and it was amazing. You've explained briefly, but how did you come up with your Coca-Cola signature mixer? Because the beautiful thing about that project was Coca-Cola let us play with the recipe. They let us play with the brand and they let us play with the packaging. My bit was the recipe, right? So how did you come up with the direction? What was it that fired you up to develop the mixer that you developed?
I think I've said something before about this, but it's as easy as you can think. People used to ask me, wow, how did you create a drink for Coca-Cola? It has to be like super difficult, but actually I just followed my direction and what I like. It's like, what do you want to drink? Just create it. It was everything. It was all that I thought to create a drink. And actually, it was really easy because Pippa and I have the same taste. So it was really easy.
One of the things that you said earlier, which I really enjoyed, is about being simple, not overcomplicating things. And how do you know what to leave out? I know that sounds, that's a ridiculous question, but how do you know when the drink is complete?
It's never complete, actually.
Is it not?
If you are creating something, if you are me, it's very difficult because I'm a super perfectionist and I always try to do it like 100% perfect. And it's always like, maybe it's missing a little bit more of spiciness. Maybe it's missing a little bit more of herbal notes. No, but it was really nice because you told us that we had time and you cannot stay like 1 week creating the drink. So you have created in this time. So leave it when you think that it's okay.
Well, that's the truth. And, you know, we did that on purpose. So co-creation workshop was, shall we say, pacey, speedy. And the whole idea was not to go too expansive with our thinking, to keep you focused, but then to throw you out onto the streets of London and come up with some new flavors and go expansive again and then bring you back in and focus you. Everything was paced for a reason. And you came up with an amazing drink. As we move towards the winter in the Northern Hemisphere and towards Christmas, what would you do with your drink? How would you create a perfect serve with your mixer? What would you do to make it into a winter drink?
So our drink, it's made to serve it as a perfect serve with tequila, but maybe it's more as like a summery cocktail. So maybe I will change the tequila for rum, which will make it like more warm. And I just will add some rosemary and a little bit of ginger. Ginger is like super wintry.
You see, it's early in the morning here. I'm not thinking of alcohol, but now I am. The whole idea.
Let's not talk about alcohol.
No. Okay.
I'm not drinking and I don't want to talk about drink.
But ginger is just so warming that you add it to anything in the winter and you automatically feel warm. And rosemary cuts through. It's that beautiful flavor. that we often just restrict to having with lamb, or we restrict it to certain parts of how we eat. I love the idea of bringing that into your mix. So that's a great idea. Well, I, for one, am going to do that. And when you were making that recipe, were you thinking about the consumer? Were you thinking about the customer at all? Were you thinking about what they would want and how they would want it?
Yeah, I think that we have created something that everyone could love. Easy to drink and something different. Because the people used to connect Coca-Cola with a normal drink, you know? When you talk about cocktails, people don't used to connect Coca-Cola with them. So we tried to create something that seems a cocktail, but actually it doesn't seem. It is a cocktail, to connect it and make it easy to drink for them. Because when you offer to the customers a cocktail with Coca-Cola, they used to tell, why I have to drink a cocktail with Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola is just to mix it with whiskey or with rum. No, it is not like this.
That's really interesting, isn't it? I had a cocktail made with a tiny little bit of your mixer, but with gin. It was a very citrusy gin, like a gin citrus, and the tiny little bit of your mixer in it, which barely colored it, but it really lifted it and just gave it that little edge.
Yeah.
I love that. And tell me about when you started working behind the bar and you started playing with flavor. What were the mistakes you made? What went wrong for you and what went right for you?
Sugar. I put like a thousand and thousand of kilos of sugar. But I was correcting during the time this about the sugar. Because when you start, your palate is different, you know? You start drinking like super sweet cocktails and super sweet drinks. And after that, you see that not everyone likes sweetness like you. So you start correcting this. And now I almost hate sugar. I cannot drink sugar.
It's funny, isn't it? But it's not just you. So we track drinking trends, and the kind of trend towards acidity, a drier flavor and a more complex flavor, that's clear. And sour as well. Those things are really, really clear. But 10 years ago, that wasn't that clear. So it isn't just you, Adriana, the kind of world
<Thank you. laughs>
is shifting that way. And what went right? What were your greatest early successes in your career?
I think that I'm super creativity, and all the cocktails look like super drinkable, you know? And I always say this, but people used to think that everything is about a cocktail, and not everything is about a cocktail. So you have to be brilliant also. You have to be behind the bar smiling and making people smile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that if I go to a bar and the cocktail is not pretty good, but the bartender, it's awesome, and it made me smile and it made me stay there like in a really good place and in a really good atmosphere, I don't care, because I can ask for a beer, you know? But if I go to another place where the bartender is like disgusting and they don't treat me like I wanted to be treated, I will not come back even if the cocktail is really good.
Sure.
I think that the atmosphere is much more important than the drink that you are having.
I completely understand that. And yeah, you can excuse the drink if you're feeling great about the place, but you can't excuse the place even if the drink is perfect. And growing up as a teenager, how did you find this love that you have for creating, for designing drinks, for creating spaces, and for designing occasions? Where did that come from? What was it about your past that brought that?
I don't really know it. I was always like this, maybe, but I don't have an answer for this question. I'm born with this, maybe. But everywhere I went when I was younger, I was like, if I was the bartender of the place, you know, always like talking and like super happy with the guests. Like, I don't know.
It's naturally in you.
Yeah.
And I think some people have that and some people don't. And you can focus on the drink or you can focus on the whole.
It's much better if you focus on both.
But sure, absolutely. No, completely. What's happened since then? Since Coca-Cola Signature Mixes, obviously you had a baby. But that hasn't slowed you down, has it?
No, the opposite.
So tell me about your life since that project.
It's true that this opened me like so many doors. I've met so many people and I went to so many places, so many countries. It was really good for me. And it was like a dream come true. You never think that you will have a Coke with your name on it. And it's what I used to say. Some mornings I woke up and say, I can't believe I have a Coke with my name on it.
That's amazing, isn't it?
And everywhere I go, I still say that you have to do three things in your life before you die. Have a baby, plant a tree, and write a book. And I don't have the book, but I think that Coca-Cola signature mixer counts as if I wrote it.
Absolutely. You know, when I think back to that workshop and that dark bar, like, no one had any idea if this was going to come to fruition. We didn't know. It probably had a 20% chance of happening at that point. But we knew we'd captured something magical. And we knew we'd put that something magical in a bottle. And you brought such humor and warmth and some beauty into the room in the way that you mix drinks. And it was such a joy to have you there. What are you working on now? What's happening now? What are you most excited about now?
Keep creating. We are having new projects, and as I said, all of them online. But I can't wait to open again the bars and keep creating on all that we have already. Solange.
What would your advice be to anyone that wanted to move into bartending? Anybody that, I mean, it's a tough time, admittedly, now. But anybody that wanted to move into, you know, anybody else that was having that conversation with their mum that went, hey, mum, you know that degree in design, that degree in engineering, I'm going to go and work in a bar. What advice would you give them?
Don't listen to voices, first of all. And yeah, so many people used to ask me, what I have to do to work as a bartender? Where can I learn? Tell me places to work and tell me places to study. And actually, it is depending on you, of you. It's depending of where you want to go or where you want to arrive. I always had a clear idea, and it was like, if I want to be the best, I have to work with the best. And I just found the people that I would love to be in that moment. And I went to start and I told them, I want to work with you. People used to tell me where I can study, read books, ask, and never stop asking, because it will make you better.
I love that. If you want to work with the best, find the best and ask them.
Yeah.
Did that take much bravery? Did you feel brave or scared asking to work with the best?
Of course, every day I was shaking. In the case of Solange, at the beginning, I was scared of the reaction of the people because we had huge expectations, you know? But now I'm not scared because I know that if I have to fail, I will fail and I will survive.
And you'll go again.
Yeah.
And you can always go back to design, can't you?
I'm still doing things, that kind of things, I mean. But you can come back to the design, of course.
The thing about design is it's a skill that is embedded within creating a bar. It's a skill that's embedded within creating a drink. Design and creativity is imagining a world that isn't here yet, imagining a drink that isn't here yet. And that runs through you like raspberry ripple through ice cream. It's just always there, Adriana, and you are never going to not be a designer. That's what you are.
Yeah.
You just use a different medium.
As I told you before, it's like in the industry where you are working, whatever. If you are a waiter, if you are a designer, if you are a doctor, whatever, you have to be an artist doing whatever you do.
I love that. I really do. And congratulations on your pregnancy.
Thank you.
And the arrival of your second baby in the spring. And I, like everybody else, will totally be behind you in terms of when the bar reopens. And I wish you all the best in the world. You're one of those people that make everybody smile just when they meet you, when they see you. You add such warmth to a room and you add such warmth to a bottle and to a drink. I thank you just for being you, Adriana.
Thank you.
So before we finish, just reassure me, is your mum happy with the decision that you made now?
My mum is really in love with what I'm doing now. She's my fan number one.
I love that.
Now she's so proud. Now it's, look at my girl. She's a bartender.
I told you you should have been a bartender.
She will hate me.
I love that.
I hope she's not listening to this.
Amazing. Have an amazing day, whatever you do today. And thank you for being part of Signature Mixers.
It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.